Welcome to Three in the Key, bringing you in-depth basketball analysis and interviews from the Great White North with your hosts, Elias L. Zane, Will Macklin, and Dave the Professor Tripp.
Hey, welcome inside the key, Three in the Key. I'm Will Macklin. No Elias, no David, but I do have a special guest, special edition.
Dominique Trotter.
Dominique Trotter's in the building. We finally get it going here. I know you're a big basketball fan. We watched the finals together.
Huge.
And but just to leveling the playing field for Elias' sake, you're a huge Lakers fan. And why are you a big Lakers fan?
It's Kobe Bryant, man.
Kobe Bryant. That's your buddy. And so you've been a Kobe fan since you were a kid. You saw him. Like, I guess, how long did you start watching?
I'd say 7 years old up.
Yeah. Okay. So that's
a Laker family over here.
All right. So let's start off with the Lakers then. So I always thought in my head like the Lakers would be okay because they would be that team that would attract free agents.
Yeah.
And now, it hasn't been the case the last few years. Nobody's been going there. They're missing the mark on Carmelo, missing the mark on KD this year, and now it looks like they missed the mark on Westbrook even.
Yeah.
So what's the deal going on with L.A.?
I feel like the Kobe Bryant legacy is hard to match. You know what I mean? And a lot of these young superstars, they don't want to be compared to Kobe. They want to create their own name.
Right.
But we know it's Kobe's home, and I don't think anyone's literally willing to take that task. I was disappointed with Westbrook, like you just mentioned. Like, I really thought he was the next mini Mamba. You know what I mean? I thought, being an L.A. boy, too, I thought he'd like to take over that throne. But I guess he wanted to accept the challenge in OKC.
Yeah, exactly. But, so, well, that's the deal. So we'll talk about Westbrook now.
Yeah.
Was this a good decision by Russell Westbrook to stay in OKC?
Personally, like, call me biased, but I don't think it was, to tell you the truth. I personally think he should have tested out free agency. You know what I mean? At least.
So that was next year, right?
That was next year, exactly. So to me, I'm like, you know what? See what happens for the year and then test it out. You know, every great star deserves to be catered to by 5-6 teams.
Right.
The feeling wanted. And I feel like he definitely should have tested that out. But I feel like there's a lot of bitterness towards the Kevin Durant. So I feel like he wanted to, like, show them that I want to be the man here. You know what I mean? But.
Well, Dave and I talked about it last week, but it was talked about that Westbrook has had the same agent,
the
same girlfriend,
been
on the same team, obviously, already. So, like, I mean, he's had that loyalty factor, and, like, maybe that's part of it. And he saw what, you know, kind of people trashed Durant for the move, obviously. I mean, not that he moved, but where he went, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to have that.
He
didn't want to have that happen to him. So that was why I think he stayed. I don't know if it was the right basketball decision.
Yeah, definitely not, right? Because a lot of people are saying he's now chasing the MVPs instead of the championships.
Because who else is on that team,
exactly, right? Exactly. Like, we all know he's going to be like a triple-double guy, but he could have done that anywhere. You know what
I mean? Like, remember when Durant was hurt a couple years ago? Like, they weren't great. They only got the eighth spot, right?
Exactly. They didn't even make the playoffs.
No, that's right.
They didn't even make the playoffs, and they were a game behind the Pelicans. And like I said, he was the leading scorer in the NBA, but he was also had a poor field goal percentage. I think it was like 42, 44, so he could do it alone, but it's not going to be what he thinks it is, you know?
Are they a playoff team?
I will say yes, just because Cantor and Adams did step up their game. They got a solid two big men.
They lost Dion.
Lost Dion by Oladipo.
Yeah, and Victor's a big asset.
They might probably be.
Do they have enough shooting?
That's what I mean. Like, they will be a tough for, like, the Clays and the Currys because they're aggressive guards.
Right, but do you think, like, a mid, like a sixth, fifth spot team in the West?
Well, they only go as far as Westbrook takes them, right? And I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if they didn't make the playoffs, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I don't think they have.
Because on paper, they're good, but at the same time, like, they're injury away. You know what I mean? Like, injury away, a mistake away, a suspension away, anything. Like, they need those guys to play 82 games, and it's hard, man.
Yeah.
The intensity that Westbrook plays, too, like.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, what's the toll it's going to take on his body?
Exactly. It's going to be.
Is he going to age just faster?
Like, it's going to be hard.
Like, look what Kobe did. Like, Kobe, he fell right off just because his body just.
His body gave up and the Achilles. You're right. So, I don't know when it comes to the situation with Westbrook. Like I said, I salute the loyalty and the challenge, but, like, it was definitely not a great basketball move.
Now,
there's definitely more to it.
Do you think the NBA is happy by this decision?
Yeah, definitely. Like OKC, like I said, they've been relevant for now, what, 6 years? Like KD got there nine years ago.
They had, of course, Harden, Durant, and Westbrook.
And Westbrook always had that look in his eye that he wanted to, like, my time, you know what I mean? But I'm just shocked that he did it now. Like, the free agencies next year, Conley just got a huge contract, so he would have probably got times two, maybe $300 million.
Well, I mean, the deal was just over $85 million, 3 years, and he has an option
on the third year.
On the third year, where he'll probably just take the money there.
It's mind-boggling. Like, I don't know if it's because him and Steph are both free agents next year and he didn't want, like, Steph Curry to be the main attraction and then it's on to Westbrook.
Yeah.
We don't know. Or maybe he just didn't want to be free agents with Kevin Durant next year. I think he just wanted to, like he said, he's like, I want to be here. I don't believe in prolonging things. I think, like, that was a little shot to KD as well. But
do you think the NBA in general is happy by this decision just because it evens the playing field? Like, there's not another team going. I mean, OKC is still, a contender.
Like, they're contender. Like when you see them on the schedule, you're not thinking it's an easy win.
No.
At the same time, like, Westbrook's going to show up. We all know that. But at the same time, it's just.
But now that we see Westbrook on this team by himself,
yeah,
he does, I think, have a huge shot at MVP, especially if they go, like, especially if they win 50 games.
50 games? I think the MVP, like, he has a chance, but he'd have to finish within the first four spots, I think.
Yeah.
He did finish third in the West last year with KD. So he definitely has to keep it around there because we've seen what KD did without Westbrook. He got the MVP that year.
Yeah.
But I mean, so now it's time to see what Westbrook could do without KD. And like I said, they might not make the playoffs. Keep it realistic, like 7-8. But like I said, these guys, because Portland will be better than them.
Oh, man, they did really well. And their backcourt's really good.
Portland will be better than them. And then you got.
But it'd be exciting to see the backcourt, Victor and
Westbrook. Yeah, like I said, they're gonna bother Clay and Curry a lot.
Now, you mentioned Steph being a free agent next year.
Yeah.
The other big one is he's also from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin.
Blake, it's true. There's something we don't know. like for Westbrook, they're going to try to get Blake. Obviously, it's going to be a strong push to get Blake, but
there's like, does Westbrook need a co-star? Will he need a body there to help him out? It's not just Victor, and it's not just.
If we're talking championships, he definitely needs Blake there, another co-star to be with him. This league has shown you cannot win alone. Like, Kyrie stepped up for LeBron. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you can't win alone in this league. So he definitely needs the co-star, but I don't see Blake leaving Clippers either.
You don't see him?
No. Well, it depends on Chris Paul. He's aging, right?
Chris Paul a free agent as well?
Yeah, I think they're all free agents. Like, I think it's all based on Chris Paul. If Chris Paul stays, I think Blake stays.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, saw last year, even with the reason why he punched that guy in the face is because he was joking around with him that the Clippers were doing better without Blake Griffin when he was hurt with his when he was out for a bit. But yeah, so I just don't know how happy Blake is in LA, right? But I think you're right though. CP would keep him there. DeAndre kept there. I mean, we saw DeAndre last summer being a little baby when it came to making a decision. So it was a Cuban in the middle of the night trying to find him. So yeah, that's super interesting to see. But Westbrook, I say it looks good right now for him.
Exactly.
He looks like the good guy because we talked about Durant looking bad, and he said that his relationship with Westbrook it looks bad right now. I mean, Durant's right now in Rio with Green, with Clay, with Barnes is there too. I don't know, he must feel like old man. Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, he's having a great game, a great time there, and a great game. Last night he played the China and smoked him. He had 25 points.
Yeah, Durant.
So,
easy right now.
And we'll talk USA basketball in a second. But I think right now Westbrook looks like the good guy. KD looks like the bad guy.
But, like, KD, he likes that role, though. Like, I feel like, not to talk too much about LeBron, but LeBron didn't like the villain look in 2011.
When he went to Miami,
he said he didn't like that. But KD likes being the villain.
He's okay with it.
KD's okay being the villain. He does not he cares about people. Like, you know what I mean? He doesn't care what you think about him. He's still on the ball. He's like still gonna put his 28 points a game. He's still gonna do his thing. You know?
Yeah.
But like, he embraces the hate literally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, there's a couple commercials saying like not nice. Or, you know,
yeah. Right.
Things. Like, KD doesn't care what people think.
Yeah.
But I mean, so that's the difference. I find that what people may like bash him for what he was doing, that doesn't bother him.
Do you, without going to talk more Canadian, talk Warriors, what do you think of them coming in? Do you think they'll sink right away and be a good team, or take them a while? Maybe like how Miami kind of took a little bit to gel.
Well, like we'll go all the way back to like 04, like super teams on paper. Obviously, Vegas will have you as their favorites. And went as far as my Lakers in 04 with the Malone and those boys,
and
we saw what Detroit did to us.
Yeah. And they just gelled so well.
Exactly. So to me, it's like it looks good, but you obviously got to put the work in. And that's why I tell them, they Golden State wins this year, I don't want people telling me it's cheap or anything, because LeBron will tell you best at 2011, it's not as just forming a team and winning, right? Like, it's you literally got to put the work in, the chemistry. And so, obviously, healthy, you got two of the top three players in the world. Like, they are the favorites.
Right.
But I think the reason why they do gel, is because KD gets his open looks now. He never had open look.
Like, well, he was always had a hand in his face, right?
Always now. And now you're telling me he's going to take open baseline.
Well, anyone could be open. Clay could be open. Steph could be open.
And the Warriors game is like a fast tempo, like running guard, spread the ball. And I feel it just gets someone open, you know?
Yeah, the ball moves nuts. And that's why, I mean, off a screen, Durant could hit
that. Pick and roll, anything. Durant's going to hit anywhere on that floor. So I definitely like.
Do you think he's a great fit? Like, taking out Barnes and putting Durant is going to be no problem.
Definitely.
And do you think they'll be top spot then?
Yeah, they're gonna.
Like, is their title to fail, essentially?
I think, it's gonna. Like I said, health is the main thing, but I think they're gonna make it look too easy next year.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it's gonna be the little point where like you might see like Curry take a night off, KD take a night off, and like Klay take a night off. It's not gonna be. I don't think they're gonna beat their record. As weird as that sounds.
I don't think so either. I think they're going to take it back.
I feel like they're not going to win the 73, but they're definitely going to make games look easy.
What about 70 wins?
70 wins. Yeah, 70.
Like,
I think it's going to go based on the start. If they go hot like they did, like the 26-0 or 25-0, then why not chase last year, you know? Because you always want to get better than last year. But I feel like if they lose a couple of games early, then they're going to be like, okay, that's eyes on the prize. Let's not just care about this this record, and just like they just did it last year and failed, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you know what? They have the record, and now
I think Curry will think that way,
yeah, exactly. Like I said, we're gonna see, I think, a lot less of Curry, a lot less of KD. Like, when it's on, but like I think it's like the Craig Popovich way. He's really
well, that's what I mean. Curry played for Popovich with the Spurs, and he also played with your boy Phil Jackson, too.
So I feel like he's gonna learn a lot from those two great coaches. It's gonna be,
hey, let's bench these guys and ride who's ever hot that night.
Exactly.
And I think that's
because, like I said, Klay could take over whenever. Durant could take over whenever. Curry could take over whenever.
Now let's go on the east side. Is it Cleveland coming back?
LeBron might go to seven straight, but I don't think it's going to be as. I'm not going to say it was easy this year to make it there, but
they took over the Pistons. Was easy.
We knew it was going to be like Toronto made it interesting for a bit.
Yeah.
You know,
but I think that helped Cavs a lot going forward into the final. I don't think if the Cavs would have gone, honestly.
A sweep?
Yeah, and they would have lost, I think, to Golden State.
Exactly. Well, I still think if there was a game eight, I still think Golden State would have won.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's one of those, like, Cinderella moments or whatever. We'll leave it out there for the conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly, for sure.
But, like I said, like, it's health to me in the East. If we can see a healthy Derrick Rose, a healthy Carmelo, Noah goes back to form, like, why not them?
Definitely.
You know what I mean? They got some young guys there.
Pacers got better, I think. The Celtics got better.
Exactly. So to me, it's like it's going to be LeBron might go to set like his another straight finals, but it's going to be something where.
And I know you being a Kobe guy, it's automatic with the Elias. You've had it too. It's just automatic. You have to dislike LeBron James.
Yeah.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm a hater. Like,
when you admitted he won in the finals, I was there with you. You owned it. You were okay with him winning the finals. He said he was up there with one of the best. Yeah. Now, I asked this question a few weeks ago, but if LeBron beats this Golden State team, where do you rank as a hater?
As a hater
for LeBron James.
All right. Well, mark my words, since it's it hurts me, kills me to say this, but if LeBron James finds a way to beat a healthy Golden State team, best of all time.
Whoa.
And this is a hater. This is coming from a hater.
That's huge.
Best of all time.
Because,
like, the excuses are running out now.
Exactly. Well, that's true. But, like, what was the best team the Lakers beat in the final? Or the best team Kobe beat in those five finals?
Five finals? I'd have to give it to
the Celtics team?
Yeah, the one we just beat, the Celtics, in 2010 or 2009. I feel like that was our the best team we beat. The thing about Kobe Bryant, like, people, like, we we're not gonna, clearly it's not easy teams because they made it to the finals.
Of course.
But I feel like our challenge was getting there.
Right.
The West, like,
well,
we
I mean,
play.
Those Kings.
That's what I mean. We had to play
and
the Queens. We had to play the Kings. We got it. We had to play the Spurs a couple times. Like,
yeah.
We had to play some Dallas, like,
well,
bad boys out
exactly.
there. So I feel like when our reward was like, oh, we made it here. Let's,
yeah.
Know,
and
let's,
then and the thing is the competition wasn't as high in the
exactly.
East. So you end up sweeping the
exactly.
Nets. You end up sweeping
the Sixers. Exactly. Like, we won four straight against them. Like, AI, you know what I mean? Like, what can AI possibly do? He turned up game one, and then Kobe took over.
Yeah.
You know, game two, so I told Phil, I got him for the rest
that's
of
right,
the series,
yeah.
You know? And then we won four straight against them. And then, like I said, the Nets, and then the Pacers only had Reggie Miller. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Then we lost to Detroit. That was a really humbling spot. And then we beat Orlando.
That Orlando team had.
That's what I mean. We were waiting for LeBron that year, too.
Yeah, yes, LeBron didn't show up.
I was waiting for LeBron. That was going to end a lot of Kobe LeBron.
Yeah, see, that would have been huge if you would have beat Kobe. If Kobe would have beat LeBron in the final.
Definitely the Boston team.
We
went to seven. We were down 13, and then Kobe did a great pass to run our test.
That's right, yeah.
And they said my boy doesn't pass.
Yeah, that's right. No, they don't. And he passed that one. I wanted to ask you about Kobe's letter. What he did it a couple weeks ago. He wrote a letter to himself.
Oh,
his younger self.
Yeah.
What did you think of Kobe doing that?
At first, I thought it was a little weird, but it makes sense though. Like, he is in a position to provide because he was very great at what he did. So I feel like he's showing his family and members and his friends, like, if you guys want to do what you do and put in the work that I did for this, then like. I wouldn't have to provide for you because you'll be as successful as I am.
Right.
So he's one of those, like, he it made sense. But obviously, man, if I had a multimillionaire brother.
Yeah, of course.
Come on, man. What do you mean you're not? But, like, it kind of makes sense. It's so Kobe-ish. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
to
so,
do
like,
that, yeah.
Testament of who he is. It's like, yo, just put in the work and you will have what I have.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he means, like, he won't give them. Like, he takes care of them, but it's not like, I don't think it's like the luxury things he's done doing that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't think he'll randomly buy them a car, a house, or this.
No, he'll make them earn.
Like, yeah, it's
going to
earn.
Things.
Like, don't get it twisted. He'll take care of them, but he will definitely, like, just put in the work I did. But that's why he's the best at the same time. I'm like, yo, you're one of the best because no one put in the work you do. It's hard to do that. You know?
Well, I was talking to Eliza. He tells me that he can never be a coach because of how high the pedestal is for him. Like, he keeps you have to be with him up here. And not everyone can do that.
Like, I see, like, a couple of people, like that D'Angelo Russell, like, they'll be, like, Snapchatting, 4 a.m. in the gym. And I'm like, I feel like they do it to be cool. Like, oh, we're in the gym at 4. Like, Kobe literally, like, that was his life.
And he didn't have to.
He didn't need to show it to you. He didn't want to show off. Like that Team USA story we heard a couple years ago, he said Kobe was drenched like he just did at workout. And he did another one. Like, Kobe doesn't do that to impress you. He does it because he knows that's what I got to do to win championships.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I feel like the ghost of Jordan, that he was chasing, like, drove him to that. But
what do you think of the ghost of Jordan with LeBron that came out this
week? Thing is about LeBron, like, they're two different players. Or like, legacy wise, we all know it was gonna go to Jordan regardless. You know what I mean? Like, I said earlier, if LeBron was to be Golden State, he's the best player ever. But the legacy that Jordan did, like, it's LeBron's not on that level.
Exactly. Jordan never lost in a final.
Yeah, never went to a game seven. Yeah. You know what I mean? Never went to a game seven. Never lost.
I mean, he's lost in the first round, where LeBron's never lost the first round. But there's that comparison. But I mean, that doesn't, like, ultimately, it's the final that matters.
Well, there are a lot of stats. Like, LeBron never lost the first. Jordan never lost the seven. Kobe never lost the Western Finals.
That's right.
I mean, it's like, what are we really? Kobe 7-for-7 in the Western Finals.
That's insane.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So he took care of his conference.
Exactly. Yeah, he was okay. He got there, man. Like, I mean, think about it. Like, they talk about LeBron going straight finals as well.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to be honest, like,
like,
Kobe did had a tougher conference.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm not really, like, if we really, like, short memory, like, LeBron, okay, you beat Indiana with Wade and them. So an older Granger and a young Paul George.
Woo.
Exactly. and then you beat, I think they had those guys twice. And then the Boston one, I won't lie to you, that impressed me.
LeBron,
Game six. Against Boston, I feel
that,
like,
was the big one.
That was the big one. But, like, that's why they created that team, was to get over the Boston Celtics.
Definitely,
right?
Yeah.
So you beat, and then you beat Derrick Rose. Like, well, like, they weren't ready to play.
No. That was his MVP season,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, MVP season. Like, you weren't ready to play those guys. And, like, who have you really beaten You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no.
He asked Kobe who he beat in the final, but LeBron, who would you beat to get?
Yeah, and honestly, the best team has been this last Warriors team.
Exactly.
That's been the best team LeBron's beaten.
And then, like, he goes to the finals. We saw what Dallas, we saw what Dirk did to him.
Yeah.
We saw what the Spurs did to him.
Yeah.
We saw what Golden State did.
Spurs did it twice to him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. No, sir.
So, like, yeah, it's I have to agree. Right now, Kobe gets the edge.
Yeah.
But I don't think LeBron will beat this Warriors team.
Like, a lot of people like to compare, like, oh, LeBron is the first player to do this and that. Like, Kobe got drafted at 17, and, like, the plan wasn't for him to, I feel like he overachieved. You know what I mean? They didn't know this was going to be the 17-year-old kid out of high school. They didn't think that's what he's going to turn into.
Of course.
Hence, Charlotte being,
letting
him go. But, like, at the end of the day, like, LeBron was the chosen one. You know what I mean? Like, we knew the minute you're coming in, like, you're starting, you're taking over.
Yeah, well, I mean, that 03 draft was...
And I'm not going to knock him. Like, he did, he lived up to the hype. LeBron definitely lived up to the hype, and I'm not going to knock him for that. But that's what you were here to do. You know what I mean? So, like, granted, I'm impressed, but you were put here for what you
right,
were.
Right, but Kobe wasn't. Kobe
Shaq,
had...
We got Shaq on that free agency. Like, it was Shaq's team.
Yeah, you think the Hornets would have traded him if they knew that was going to happen?
That's what I'm saying. Like, Shaq, we got Shaq that free agency. The draft, then they traded for Kobe. So, to me, I was like, Kobe's the one I'm more impressed because I'm like, when Shaq left, Kobe stayed.
Right.
You know, took over.
Yeah.
And then, you know?
No, I know what you mean.
That's what I mean. That's why I'm pretty – it's kind of like the KD and Westbrook kind of
– Yeah.
Ish, kind of parallel.
No, I agree.
One left, the other stayed.
No, I – like, the thing is, like
– Oh, it kind of is. Westbrook wanted to be the man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think so, too. Well, how is this Durant comparable to LeBron going to Miami?
How is it comparable?
Yeah.
Okay. They both – I'm not going to say, he went to a team – He as in Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant went to a team who's already, like, good.
Yeah.
Miami were, like, 6-7 with Wade. And then it's just the fact that LeBron, like, took another superstar and, like, went there with him. Mm-hmm. You had three. Like, you had two of the top five players in the world at the time. Then you had, like, a top 10, top 15 player power forward. You know what I mean? So, to me, I'm like, it's similar to y'all. One created a team. The other just jumped to a team that was already good. You know what I mean? So
it's a little bit different.
It's a little different.
Coincidentally, I mean, like, before KD went over there, we were kind of talking about how Golden State pretty much organically came up with this team.
I mean, they did draft with
Barnes. I mean, a few free agents here with Iggy and with the Australian.
Yeah.
And so here and there, but I mean, Steph was drafted, Clay was drafted, Green was drafted.
Azili.
Exactly.
All of them.
So, like, Barnes. These guys were all drafted. And now... They've lost a couple guys. They lost Barnes and they lost Exili going to Portland. Yeah. But it seems like it's not organic just because KD joined there. But I think it's good to have that best team in the league. Just because whether it's them winning or whether it's them
losing.
It doesn't matter. It's great. Like, everyone likes the Yankees losing.
Yeah.
You know, when they were on their high horse, you know, everyone liked that.
And the thing is, the reason why I can't even like hate on the KD move is because, like, he's the best player on that team,
right now,
in my opinion.
Yeah,
he's better than Curry.
Yeah.
It's not like you went to. It's not like you're like the top five player and you went to like a better team. Like, you are the best player on the best team right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, granted, they are a good team.
I know Steph's obviously two-time MVP.
Yeah.
But I think when you think of what the guy does for the team, Durant just does so much
more. Exactly.
Defensively, and just, he's a longer player.
Like, I'll tell you this right now.
That,
like,
position so
God
much.
God forbid, the hypothetical world that Curry and he doesn't play this year. They're going to win with Durant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're going to win the championship with Durant.
Right.
Because Cleveland somehow found a way to contain Curry. You know what I mean? But these guys can't contain Durant.
No.
That's the difference. They wouldn't be able to. If you swap those two players, I'm telling you, Golden State were champions.
Well, what was the main reason why the Warriors lost? Is because Barnes couldn't hit his
shots, man. The wide open shots. The baseline shots that he hits in his sleep, couldn't hit none of those. You're telling me Kevin Durant is missing those? You know what I mean?
No, he's not even – like, the thing is, it's going to be harder to get him open even. Because, I mean, but someone else is going to be open.
Yeah, but it's, I feel like, and a lot of people are talking about, like,
touches
and stuff. I personally feel that this might be a career high year for Klay. Yeah. Like, Clay's going to be the one where on the scouting report, they're going to be like, yo, he's the one we got to let open between those three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be Clay. And Clay's going to have his looks. Don't expect Curry to lead the league in points this year. He's not going to have the 30. He's probably going to have, but his assist numbers are going to go like skyrocket.
Yeah.
I feel like Curry's going to have like a 22 points a game, like 11 assists.
I mean, I think that's the reason why KD wanted to go there, and I think Steph's okay because it kind of lifts off some pressure from them.
Because KD was always like, his game, he needs like a Chris Paul. He wants a pass first, let me take over,
right?
This is me. But Westbrook
never gave him that.
Didn't want that.
He wanted the ball.
Yeah, he wants the ball. Like he wants to hold the rock. He wants to keep it as long as he can, and then he wants to make a play. But KD is like, yo, just give me the ball. Let me do my thing.
Exactly.
Curry will have no problem passing him the ball.
No.
No problem.
No, I don't think so. You know what I mean? And Curry will figure something out with this team.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, going back to coaches, what do you think of Walton, too, now? Speaking of Golden State coaches.
Walton's a genius, man. Like I had someone, like I said, big Laker fan. He used to be on our rotation. He was our starting small forward for a while. And I used to ask myself, like, why? Like, this guy can't shoot.
Yeah.
I can't do anything. But when I was going through interviews and stuff, like, they said no one knew the playbook more than him. Like, it was him and Kobe, like, no one... Like
right, they were buddies
coach,
for that.
Coach on the court, you know? So to me, I was like, man, he's a genius. You know what he's doing?
Yeah.
He's smart, you know?
Yeah.
He takes in, he soaks everything in. And then, what's his name? Kerr even said he's, like, one of the smartest guys I've been around. Basketball mind, you know, just like me. So that's why they meshed well.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, I'm not expecting him to go win 50 games this year, but I know it's going to be more ball movement because, like, watching a Laker game this year, you go insane.
Well, I mean,
no
17 wins
movement.
Last
yeah.
year, it's not good. But, like, what are you cautiously optimistic? Like, are you hoping for at least kind of a
– I'm hoping,
in the
like,
right direction, maybe in a playoff spot, eight spot.
I feel like the
spot.
Emphasis on this year, I would be content with from 7 to 9. I don't want to be, like, 15, 14. Like, I feel like we have the right pieces to grow now. I don't want to, like, bank on lottery drafts anymore. We got some youngsters. KD went as far as comparing Ingram to him. You know what I mean? He said, like, I haven't seen anybody. I could literally look in the mirror and say, this guy is me. And he said he's already more developed than he was when he came in the NBA. So
yeah, we talked about that last week. Dave wasn't a fan of it just because of where Durant was in his point of college career, where Ingram was.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, Durant was player of the year, and he went pretty deep in the tournament with Texas. And then Ingram was probably just not as – I mean, Duke's a great school, and maybe that kind of elevated his stock a bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, watching him in summer league, he was really good.
Yeah.
But what are the aspects of Ingram and Russell? Like, who do you love on this team, and who do you not really like on this team?
I'm a Ingram guy. I really feel like, well, they're both second picks, right? So you could say the future is in both their hands. I personally think it's going to, due time's going to favor Ingram's team. But, I mean, I feel like if there's, like, anyone's getting traded, I think it'd be Russell before Ingram.
Okay.
But, like, I like the youngsters. I like Randall, Ingram, Clarkson. Like, I like we're in the right direction. Like, it's for us being good for so long, and now I could get to appreciate how other fans are. Like,
right.
Seeing these players grow is going to be good when it's all said and done. But, like I said, the Mitch draft well. Like, I like Randall. Randall looked good. Like, every game I watch, he almost had a double-double each game. Randall looks good. Ingram looks good. Russell, Clarkson.
Yeah.
I even like Lance.
Yeah.
Larry Nance is going to be a high flyer, man. He's going to be in dunk competition this year. Watch. He's
okay. All right. So, that's good. Like, I know, because, like I said, this is, the
Williams,
free agents just won't go there anymore.
I just.
Why is it?
Like I said, I really don't know, man. Like, if I look at a sheet of the people we missed out on in the past 3 years, it's just, I really can't tell you why. Like, then you got guys like Kevin Durant saying, oh, Lakers have a great team, but they're not where I want them to be yet.
Yeah.
So when he said the yet part, I'm like, oh, maybe the end result is maybe coming to give us a chance, but he wants to ship first. I don't think he wants to take 10 steps back. That's why I wasn't too mad on him not coming to us. But, like, Carmelo not coming surprised me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
LaMarcus Aldridge, Marc Gasol. Like,
do you think the Dwight going there and then Nash and all that stuff, that debacle kind of scared people off?
I won't say scared. It's just, like I said, the expectations in LA is insane, man. Like to me, every year is winner bust. Like, this year, like, it could be even, like, a team like today. It's winner bust. That's the only mentality Laker fans have. So,
and that's kind of tough.
We scare people away. But, like I said, whoever – I was surprised.
Durant got a lot of pressure in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
A small market who's only had the team for a handful of years.
Yeah.
But imagine going to LA and, like, choking.
Oh, man. Like I said, a lot of people aren't like built for it. I don't blame them. At least they're, you know, they're not doing what Dwight did to us. But
yeah, what are your thoughts on like Stephen A. Smith like taking down Durant, going in stuff like that?
I feel like a guy like Stephen A. Smith, he takes pride in his predictions.
Yeah.
So when they don't happen, I think he just blames. He gets angry at the person. You know what I mean? Like he predicted that he was going to go to LA, consider LA, whatever.
Right.
And he didn't even book a meeting with LA. So like, as a guy who thinks he knows it all, how do you?
So he has. He gets frustrated.
He gets frustrated that he wasn't right. Like he predicts like a lot of things he predicted did not happen. So I feel like that's why he has a problem with it.
Yeah, that
especially
makes sense.
Him. Like he loves to put emphasis that he has the best basketball IQ that he's been around.
Do you think he does?
I'll definitely listen to him. I know when it comes to basketball, at least I'll definitely give him the time of day.
Yeah,
he's been around since like I think he said the 80s.
Yeah. NFL, he's
NFL is kind of shaky. Like I'd rather listen to Skip to tell you the truth
on NFL. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and then. He's a bias, obviously, but
I mean, he loves his Peyton Manning. He loves Brady and the Cowboys. Yeah, exactly.
But
he'll defend Romo to the end.
Yeah, so I feel like the Stephen A. I just feel like it's one of those pride things, and then he just gets mad.
Yeah,
because like I said, he covered the sport for so long, he should know it's not that easy to win. So why
I prefer Wilbon to him. Yeah, I like Wilbon a lot more when it comes to.
He said Brady was done this year. Huh?
Yeah, last year. that's gonna be interesting. Yeah. We should start. We'll talk about that on our NFL podcast with you. We could do that one too, you know. Just a couple more questions before we go to USA basketball. I just want to talk to you about NBA offseason in general. Mm-hmm. We've briefly talked about Barnes. What do you think about him going to Dallas? And do you think he could be the man there in Dallas?
I don't think he has like Barnes is a very good. Like, you know, up-and-comer, but I don't think he has it. Like, he showed it on the greatest days. Like, how is a man who, as a third option, not even a third, like a fifth option on his team, like, choke that bad?
And that's what they did.
And now
dared him to shoot.
And now you're telling me you're going to go to Dallas and you're supposed to be, like, the savior after Dirk. Like, I can't. Man, you had distractions. You had Steph, Clay, Draymond Green making sure, Iguodala making sure, like, we're going to get the job done.
Right.
But, like, just hit your shots when they go in your hand. And now you want your mommy to believe he'll be a number one over there? It's hard.
I don't think so.
Like what Monte Ellis did a couple years back impressed me.
Yeah.
Monte Ellis is a gunner. You know, he's a baller.
Yeah.
But I don't think Barnes.
Harrison, no. I don't think
I just feel they just wanted a big name. It's going to be downfall.
Now let's talk about the mess of what happened with Wade in Miami.
Oh.
And then going to Chicago, one of the biggest surprises in free agency. It would have been the biggest news had not KD left. And so evidently Pat Riley doesn't call him or even contacts him at all, doesn't offer him anything, and lets him go.
Yeah.
And he goes to Chicago where...
We thought they were done, and now they're looking like...
They're looking okay. But like, who's shooting on this team?
Yeah, man.
Like, they have Rondo and Wade on this backcourt who haven't shot a three-pointer since, like, I don't know, 2010.
Wade stated that his three-point shot is better than what his percentage is.
Exactly.
But, man, it's definitely a three-point game. But they just got to know their ball, their strengths. You know, don't try to be Golden State. Don't try to be them. Just they're, in one end, you could say they can't shoot, but they're extremely great defenders. Like, Wade could defend, Jimmy Butler could defend, Rondo could defend. So, to me, it's like, with those guys, they just literally got to play their game and slash. Just slash, slash, slash. You know, don't try to be Golden State. Play your game.
Do you think they should have got rid of Rose? Is that disrespectful to get rid of Rose like that?
That caught me off guard. That really caught me off guard. But they had to do what they had to do. I thought they were trying to tank, but then... Because there was even news that they were trading Jimmy to Timberwolves for like the fifth pick, and then Thibodeau said no.
I know. Exactly. And I was thinking, in my head, the reason why they got Wade is because he's from Chicago.
Exactly.
And that's going to bring
some
in
light.
Tickets.
Give some light. But then.
Exactly.
But now you're looking at Rondo, Wade, and Butler. Why not them?
Yeah, it could be. Exactly. How weak
in the
East
in
been?
The East at least. Like, why not them?
Yeah.
Healthy, why not them?
Yeah.
And the Knicks, why not? It's good to see that the East is getting like a little stronger.
Yeah, a little, it's been dominated by the West.
Detroit's young too. They're going to be some bad boys.
Drummond could hit a free throw. It's scary.
We'll win like 10 more games.
Exactly.
But yeah, the Wade move, I'm happy for him. Like, he never got a max contract ever. He took the back seat to let LeBron and Bosch get there.
I know. He never got
his max. So I understand, like, at this point for Dwayne Wade, like, he got the three rings. Like, obviously, now it's about the life after basketball. So
right.
Make sure you get a little coin in your pocket.
That's right, yeah.
In your pocket, and then, you know.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Let's go into your favorite Olympic sport, basketball. And Team USA, man, they dominated China last night.
Yeah.
It seems like it's going to be another runaway. I saw them do rock, paper, scissors just to do a free throw. Like,
it's insane, man. Like, the U.S. definitely have that on lock for years to come. They will. I can't see any guys compete against them.
Right.
So I was thinking, which I hope they try to do this, is that I feel like they should add another Team USA and basically do like 30 people.
Yeah.
Draft one or the other.
Yeah.
And then at least they compete against each other, because it's getting boring for us, man.
Yeah,
it's not fair, man. Like, I don't want to watch Usain Bolt win. Like, if Usain Bolt loses now, I'm like, finally, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Something happens. Like, it's interesting.
Phelps, too.
Phelps and all that. Like, it's like, it's good to see change. So I thought, like, to make those boys compete, like, two coaches, like, you got Coach K, get another coach, and like, draft, like, first pick would be, like, LeBron, next pick would be
KD, be awesome.
And then you go, and then they compete against each other, because I'm not saying they're disrespecting the sport, but it's, like, it's just too easy for them.
Yeah.
It's literally, they're not trying. This is not even their top team they could have, and look what they're doing.
Right.
LeBron's not playing. Wade's not playing. Like,
because we talked about this in
Curry's not playing.
When it comes to women's hockey,
yeah,
they talk about maybe not even having the sport because the women are so good. And it's just the U.S. and Canada,
exactly.
And like, no one else can play them. And like, we see this in basketball now. Like, we were so disappointed to see Canada lose to France in that qualifier. God. It was so close.
Like, Wiggins and them, they gotta come show up.
I know. Thompson was the only guy that came up. Kojo.
Yeah.
And
we need, like, why Wiggins? Where were you? Olynyk's probably hurt still.
Yeah, Olynyk was hurt, Olynyk. And then
Bennett played.
Bennett was playing. Anthony Bennett played, but there was another person that didn't. Who was that? Wiggins didn't play, and there's another big guy that didn't show up, but they were so close against France, and that's the thing. But I think the only competition the U.S. have is maybe France, but they're super old,
Spain.
And same with Spain. Like, they were good.
Marc Gasol's not playing, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
But you only got the Pau. Is Ibaka playing?
I think so.
So, yeah, like, in Rubio, like, that's nothing.
In Calderon?
Oh, he's a Laker now. I can't make fun of him.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
You're good.
But yeah, I think so too. Like, I'll still watch him, but it's right now it's like watching the Globetrotters and the Generals.
Exactly. So that's why I said it should literally be like two Team USAs, an A and a B team.
Yeah.
And then
that'd be cool.
Very. It'd be fun basketball to watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we know the goal's going to US regardless, so let's just have a US. I guess. You
know what I mean? Just have the USA B and USA
and
B.
Paul George wouldn't have to break his ankle.
Yeah, I know. But he's doing well now.
Yeah, he's a beast.
What
a
comeback.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I'm super excited for him. Well, that's about to wrap it up. Do you have anything to say, vent? I know you hit me up on Twitter. Was there anything you wanted to vent on the NBA?
The NBA is in great hands. Like I said, to me, the only thing I want to vent on was LeBron putting emphasis on when Draymond called him that bad word. You know?
Right.
Like, it's like, if you're going to – I know there's a thing in the NBA with superstar calls and superstars this, but, like, yo, LeBron, like, how are you whining that a man called you that?
Yeah, I know.
And you want to be considered, like, one of the best, thick skin. You could have done it in the old school days.
Right.
Like, you don't have – and then the fact that the NBA went as far as, you know, pursuing it and then – getting Draymond suspended, and that just changed the series around. You know what I mean? Like, I just think that the rest.
Do you think that the Golden State Warriors would have won Game 5?
Yes, definitely. They had
if Draymond was playing,
they're back at home. Draymond, like, they would have finished it. And like, you saw what he did in Game 7. He had like 30 points and something. Like,
he was the man.
Like, I just stop whining, and then you got to be fair with everything, because like, if you're not going to suspend him for what he did to Stephen Adams, how you suspend him for
yeah,
LeBron?
Exactly.
And LeBron put his leg over him. That's my little thing. Like, I don't like these superstar rules,
right?
And all those things. And that's pretty much it.
You know, you're not nothing too bad, nothing too wrong with the league. Are you gonna be what are you most excited for
this year?
This year coming up. For me, it's the Timberwolves. I'm excited to see what Tibbs does with that team in Minnesota.
I'll watch
Golden State, of course. Yeah. I think Portland will be good.
I'm excited to see what the Celtics are gonna.
Okay.
They're young.
You like Al?
Yeah, they're young, and their coach is a good one, man. And like, yeah, they're a good team. They're a good team.
Yeah.
As a Laker, you know, then you know I'm not lying, because I hate the Celtics.
Of course, yeah.
They're good. They're good.
But you're a C man. You like the C.
overheads. Isaiah Thomas, I'm a fan of him. Like, they're good ballers over there. It's
that'll be fun to watch too. I think they'll be okay. Maybe get a third spot or a fourth spot.
Oh yeah, they're definitely.
Also, what do you think of the Raps?
Raptors, I'm probably the biggest Raptor hater you'll be It goes like my in ball. It goes, I hate LeBron, and then I hate the Raptors.
Why do you hate the Raptors?
Because they're like, oh, corny.
Corny. Yeah. You don't like DeRozan? He's LA boy.
Oh no, I was so happy he didn't come to us.
Oh really?
I didn't want him. Junk.
You were so happy.
I wasn't a fan of DeRozan. I'm not a fan of him. He's like a wannabe Kobe, and it's like you're Kobe. Like is you can compare him to Jordan. You cannot compare. You have Toronto fans telling you.
You know why? Because DeRozan cannot shoot.
Cannot. Like, they made that Pacers series so much closer than it had to be.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't hit a bucket. Lowry. They're all like, I don't know.
They're just not quite there
yet. Yeah, they're not. They're there, but not there.
They overachieved.
It just shows how weak the East is. The fact that the Raptors get the second seed.
And now I think, exactly. And I think they're going to get maybe a fifth spot or fourth spot next
this year. What's your prediction on the.
I think it's going to be Cleveland Golden State again in the final.
Yeah.
I think your round conference three. Finals will be I like
this is everyone healthy.
Yeah, this is everyone healthy of course. Yeah. And I think the Spurs will be good again even without Duncan. I think
of course.
I think Pop knows what he's doing there and if it wasn't going to be Westbrook, Elias said that he likes Leonard to be the MVP.
Leonard?
Yeah, and what do you
I personally think KD's winning.
Yeah, KD?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think KD's going to, like, just basically tell the world, like, you guys do not know what I have in store.
Yeah, this okay.
Is, yeah, I feel like this is going to be – well, this is going based on, like, best player on best team.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I feel like KD has a lot to prove. Because, you know, it's his league until he got hurt.
Yeah.
And this year was his first year back with, healthy.
Yeah.
Scored 28 points a game. And I feel like he's comfortable now. He's back at who he is 2 years off the injury. And I feel like he's going to do some special things this year.
What about Ben Simmons, quickly?
Ooh, Simmons. He's a game changer.
Yeah?
Guy, like, I feel like there hasn't been somebody more NBA-ready than when LeBron came in.
Really?
Yeah. Simmons has it all. Like, he's actually doesn't have the shot like LeBron. They didn't really have the shot coming in. But a great passer for a big man. Could attack. Like, I feel like he's going to be money. I feel like Ben Simmons is going to be very good. And
are you big on college at all?
Like, no. Like, I...
When do you know about these guys coming in?
I really just... It's March Madness is, I'll go like search like
because I mean LSU never made it right.
Yeah,
and Simmons,
yeah,
you can
do it, but I heard as the names.
Yeah, of
I'm
course.
Always on Twitter a lot. I see like prospects because you know I didn't really. I was never a college guy because my teams were always good. I don't care who. I didn't have to worry about who
no,
we drafted.
I know what you mean,
know what I mean? Like the Lakers. I'm like, yeah. Like, why do I care? Like,
what? You know? No, that makes sense because like I was more into college like younger, like high school.
Yeah.
Because you know, I like being like a hipster sports fan. Like, I like this one. I'm ahead of the curve, you know. But, like, ultimately, I was just like, the NBA and the NFL, just better.
Yeah.
You know? It's
why
I don't watch the CFL that much, you know? It's like, they're just
better
leagues.
The Red Blacks are looking good.
Huh? Yeah, they won last night. they won 23-20.
If only they could have won that game last year.
But it was overmatched by a Broncos pass game.
You know what I mean? DJ Anderson.
Exactly. That was a big game. All right. Well, we'll wrap things up. Thanks, Dami, for coming. Right. We did about 45 minutes.
45 minutes, man. I had like one question for you.
Oh, okay, let's go.
I just want, how do you feel about Steph Curry and Spurs are saying? Spurs are going to try to pursue him.
I heard that.
Like, that's
going to be.
That's scary.
I think that is an amazing spot. It really, really depends on how this year goes the Warriors.
Yeah.
Not if they do well, but. Maybe something happens with Durant and he
can opt out next year.
Exactly. And he kind of takes over or something. Because you know what? It really depends on if they win a championship.
Does he stay or not?
And how deep they go in the playoffs.
Like if it was any other team, I would have laughed at that. But like the Spurs,
Spurs with Aldridge?
They fit.
An aging Parker. Ginobili's getting out of there. So a Leonard Curry with Aldridge? Man. That's scary.
Is that better than Clay, Draymond, and Durant?
I think so. I think it just edges it.
Yeah.
Just because I like what the position Aldridge does, and I think he's the main player there.
Yeah. Not Kawhi.
No, of course Kawhi. But I mean Kawhi matches up against Durant and then Clay.
They wouldn't have an answer for Curry if he was on
exactly.
The other side.
I think that's the difference there because I think Leonard, obviously, one of the best defenders
is the
best perimeter defender ever.
I think it goes him and Paul George.
I mean, not ever, but yeah, of course. But this right now he is. So Yeah, that would be huge for the silver and black in San Antonio.
And my last thing to you is, I know you're a big Golden State guy, so all these guys saying, oh, Durant might mess things up. As a fan, how do you feel about that?
I don't think he'll mess things up.
You're happy?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I think he's fine.
You got a Golden State fan.
See, I remember I was like, the thing is, I told you, I'm like, again, I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I was a Grizzlies fan, they left. I was a Sonics fan, they left. And then, like, I told you, I was kind of Portland and I kind of Golden State. And then, like, I support Golden State because they're in Oakland and being a Raiders fan.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to root for them. It's that West Coast bias. West Coast,
yeah, there you go.
So, but I think they're going to – I think they'll be fine. I think the ball movement, like we said earlier, is going to be great.
Yeah.
I think their touches will be fine. I think whoever gets hot, Curry will ride them, and that will be it. And think about it. Like, Durant sits out. You still got Klay – and you still got Green out there. You still have
the exact same team who won 73 games.
Yeah.
And now you're adding arguably the best player in the world.
Yeah. It's insane. And this summer's been crazy. And I mean, I'm excited that we do have at least some basketball in the Olympics carry us over into preseason. But then, you know, we got football coming up.
Oh, man, the first game tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Is it Canton?
It's Luck against Rogers.
Oh, really? Yeah, this guy's two white boys going at it. So, I mean, you don't like Luck because you're.
No, man. Like you said, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that.
All right, hey man, thanks for coming on, and we got to have you on again, actually, with the other guys. But this is a great, great show, buddy. Just to get the cobwebs shake. Yeah. You were great on air.
Did the fact that not only Kevin left, but it was two Golden State, did that make it sting even more?
Sting for who?
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.